Hey, it's Who's Talking right here. Hobo Frank, and he's been warming up in the bullpen with the Olympic Report. None other than the Foss home team brings it to you with the talent of Chris Sill.
Thank you, Hobo.
Go right ahead.
Thank you, Hobo. I appreciate it. All right, baseball. Baseball team picked to be best in the ACC in preseason, second straight year, and they opened the season against East Carolina on February 13th. Women's basketball had a tough week, losing to Miami and Georgia Tech last week. In wrestling, number 14 UVA, big win over number 10 Pitt, 17-16. Swimming and diving had a rough weekend. Both the men's and women's team lost to UNC on Senior Day. Men's tennis swept its four-game home stretch last week, and they beat Morgan State, Liberty, George Washington, and Louisville. And then women's tennis, number 5 women, had an uncharacteristic loss to number 9 Baylor.
The men's tennis team, by virtue of their win against Louisville, qualified for the ITA championships, so they will travel out there. And UVA has won the indoor tennis championships at least 4, maybe 5 times.
Well, the thing that just blows my mind about tennis, Louisville is an ACC school now. That was win number 123 consecutively
against ACC
opponent. Just mind-boggling is what it is. But
takes a licking but keeps on ticking.
Speaking of ACC opponents, the Duke Blue Devils come to town on Saturday at 7 o'clock, College Game Day. There's going to be a lot of excitement. JPJ is going to be hopping. What do you see there, Mr. Maloney?
Well, I've seen a lot of Duke this year, and I think it boils down to two things. Number one, this week, can Virginia get healthy and focused and get their offense back in gear? I have no doubt that Tony Bennett and the coaching staff, McKay and everybody else, I think they can come up with a good game plan to get the ball out of Okafor's hands. Let's face it, Okafor is a beast down low for Duke. Jaleel, where's number 15? Virginia has got to close and double him fast. The other thing is number 5 dances around the perimeter, Tyus Jones. And this guy, for a freshman, he never met a shot he didn't like. And he will try anything.
He shoots it, and Quinn Cook is the other guard that is capable of making threes. And that's the one thing you worry about when you double the low post against Duke is Okafor skilled enough to find the open guy on the weak side or the opposite side for the open three. But it's going to be a great basketball game. I think Virginia will win the game just simply because Duke has so many inexperienced players. Those guys are not necessarily used to seeing defense the way Virginia plays. Obviously, Virginia's going to have to rebound the basketball, because if you give Duke second chances, that really hurts. But should be a great game.
I think another big key for this game is rebounds. Virginia has got to continue to own the defensive boards like they have all year, and they've got to jump inside and steal some. So I expect Darian Atkins and Mike Toby and maybe even Anthony Gill to jump inside and keep that ball alive a little bit longer, and hopefully Virginia will get some second chance points. By the same token, they've got to look out for Emil Jefferson, number 21 for Duke. He's an assassin. He sneaks around under the basket and gets these little tip-ins, and he's the one that Okafor is going to look to dump to on the other side of the paint.
That's right.
And
well, the one thing about it, what is the count? Duke has 9 McDonald's All-Americans, so, they can put some guys on the floor that can play. You know,
well,
they're not recruiting guys that can't play.
And, they're not even playing one of them, Grayson Allen.
Kay does not, he rarely goes beyond 7 on the bench, maybe 8, but he's not a guy that goes 8, 9, 10 deep very often, even though he's got 8, 9, 10 guys that can play. He doesn't like to go deep on the bench. His player rotation is often 7 guys.
All right, here, I'm calling the score right now. I'm going to give you my
prediction. This is the
score. I'm going to say 72 for UVA, 68 for Duke. And JPJ will be screaming and hollering at the end of that game.
Well, I haven't gotten so far as a score. I think Virginia will win the game because I think the kids will really be ready to play. It's going to be a great atmosphere. They'll be ready to go for 40 minutes. The defense will be terrific. As you say, they got to rebound the basketball, and they're going to have to make some shots. But if they do that, they're going to win the game.
And one piece of good news for the Hoos is Duke has to play Notre Dame this week. And that is no easy contest for them. So let's hopefully those Fighting Irish will tenderize the Dukies so the Wahoos are coming fresh and strong. All right, We've enjoyed Who's Talking Tonight. 10 seconds, Tabo.
You're going to be in North Carolina next week reporting from on site down in the Dean Dome.
A live report from Chapel Hill. Go Wahoos. Beat the Dukies.
Have a great week, Hoos.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Fox Sports 910, sponsored by Ortho Virginia, TGI Fridays, West Broad Hyundai, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Franklin Federal, TheSaber.com, Stauer Affordable Luxuries, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hilldrop Moving, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and by Sarge Reynolds. Get a podcast of Who's Talking at FoxSportsRichmond.com.